Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Bob Papiani joins us. Happy New Year, Bob. How are you?
I'm well, guys. Happy New Year.
Bob, how would you feel about the Steelers taking any of those guys early in the 2025 draft?
Well, if one turned out to be Lamar Jackson and you had a choice and you passed to take Terrell Edmonds, I'd be mad. I mean, there are certain quarterbacks that come along that...
Do you think Lamar Jackson would have become Lamar Jackson if the Steelers had taken him?
Yes, I do. I think the talent wins out. I do. I think, you know, I'm not going to negate the fact that...
Well, what does the Papiani crystal ball say on those quarterbacks? Does he think any of them have that it gene in them?
My crystal ball has been very foggy of late. I don't like to look into it too often because, quite frankly, this is such a – despite all the money that they put into scouting and metrics and meeting with guys and trying to learn everything about them, there are still so many misses year in and year out. So for me to tell you that I think these guys – I think they're all talented college quarterbacks, but I think most of them are going to be just remembered as that, talented college quarterbacks. Very few of them – and some will surprise you, some that you don't expect, and others who look like they're going to be sure bets aren't. So it's
how would
very
you feel
difficult.
About Cam Scataboo in the second or third round or fourth round?
If it went mid rounds, I would do it. I just like the way he plays, and I like his ability.
Would his jerseys outsell Watt in year one?
What's that?
Would his jersey outsell T.J. Watts in year one with the Steelers?
Because it's new and because it's who? It's Scataboo, yes, probably. I don't know.
Oh, man, what are you doing?
Put that on a Strip District t-shirt.
No, what I'm saying is how many Watts jerseys are there? People can't keep buying them forever. They probably already have one. This is new. Every time there's somebody new that comes along, people tend to jump on it. I saw a Weegee Thompson one the other day, believe it or not.
Well, Donnie sees an Eric Pegram jersey every time he does pregame over at the casino. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a consistent wearer of the Pegram. I like it. I think it's a great move.
Did you know Eric Pegram personally, Bob?
The number is starting to shade off pretty bad.
I've met him. I don't know him personally, no.
Okay.
Did you know Bam Morris personally?
Oh, I went down and visited him down in his home in Texas as he was going through his problems. He opened up to me. It was a really good feature we did. In fact, we
really?
Spent a whole week down there. I did one on Barry Foster, one on him, and I spent 2 days with Gabe Rivera. And it was some of the best stuff I can remember what we did in terms of just
man,
spending a lot of time with people.
That's when local TV was the cat's ass, wasn't it?
I agree.
I mean, local TV was where it was at back then. There were only a few channels. You guys had an unlimited budget. You'd pay Chuck Knoll $1 million to do pregame for the Super Bowl.
Pump, I'm realizing now.
$10,000 for the week, not $1 million.
Still, though, did you hear that, Malzie? The guy got $10K for a week of shows.
I'm just realizing now Pomp was significantly younger than either of us are right now when he's going to Texas to speak to Bam Morris.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I'll tell you who was the best interview of all was Gabe Rivera. God rest his soul.
What a tragic case that was, huh, Senor Sack?
Well, and it's the funny story, or not funny, but the way, you know, his first wife couldn't handle what was going on with him after, you know, he had the situation here in Pittsburgh and he was wheelchair bound and all of that. And she just couldn't take it. He ended up meeting his second wife after he rolled over her foot with his wheelchair in a grocery store. and they had a lot of faith in common. Next thing you know, they get married, and she was terrific for him as, you know, his life moved on and unfortunately came to an end.
Bob, what do you think Russell Wilson needs to do in these final two games to be the Steelers' starting quarterback next year?
Win both and be the difference. Like, I think he needs to, especially this week. I think it's safe to say that the over is a good bet. I don't care what the number is. I assume it's in the high 40s, but the final score in this game may be 45-44, and that's good news for the offense, bad news for the defense. I think they're going to still give up points to Joe Burrow, but I think, you know, what did they have? What was their best output in the last 5 or 6 years? It was this game in Cincinnati earlier this year. So their defense may be significantly better, or at least, you know, in terms of turnovers, they're still giving up things. But if the Steelers can't get their offense right this week, I don't know when they will.
How much, what do you think the Steelers, I should say, internal feeling on Russell Wilson is right this second? Like, they've already made up their minds about him for next year. More data is needed. What? Like, where do you think they would come down if you could get inside their heads collectively?
Well, I think they probably believe that he short-term is an answer for them if they're, you know, trying to do things now with the people they have on defense who are getting up there in age. If you're going to try to win now, he's probably your best bet. But again, that bet comes with how many years and how much money attached to those years. And he is getting up there. And I, you know, again, I keep watching stories like Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins, and I wonder, when does father time kick in here? You know, it could happen. Calf injuries are nothing to sneeze at, especially for quarterbacks. Now, he's overcome it, thankfully, for them. And hopefully that won't recur. But that's a lot of money to invest. And at some point, they're going to have to investigate this whole quarterback situation.
Well, they just don't want to seem, they don't seem at all, Bob, I'm glad you brought that up. That is like my biggest frustration. They just do not seem even remotely inclined to do that, to take like the hard step of saying, maybe we have to trade a lot of picks to move up to get a guy we really like. Are we going to surround the guy with maybe a new age offensive coordinator? They just seem allergic to that as a franchise.
Well, at some point, though, you're going to have to make that call and make that determination. Now, there are those out there who believe that Justin Fields could be the guy moving forward, given his age.
Apparently
talent.
Not them. They benched him after 6 games.
Yeah, but I think that was mostly Mike Tomlin believing that, you know, he brought Wilson in for this reason, to see what he could do with this team. I still believe that, you know, Justin Fields has another level to get to. I do. And I think maybe in a system that's at least something in terms of being consistent and not topsy-turvy like Chicago was, where he had a new offensive coordinator and head coach, it seemed, every year, that can help him, the stabilization of his footing here, if they want to believe that he can take that step. I don't know. They have to make that determination. But the talent is intriguing to me. Can he get better as a decision-maker in the pocket? That's going to be the $64,000 question with him.
Bob, I want to play for you an interaction from the Steelers' locker room after practice today. Alan Saunders asking George Pickens about that interception by Russell Wilson. Now, Wilson came out this week and said, we were not on the same page. So Saunders brought those comments to George Pickens this afternoon.
It seemed like you and Russ weren't on the same page in that interception against the Chiefs. How does that happen, and what do you guys do to address it?
You said me and Russ wasn't on the same page?
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Or is that what you said?
That's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you just address that?
Thank you. All right, thanks, guys.
He stormed off, and the PR person had to say, thanks, guys. Your reaction to that, Bob?
Well, he and Najee both remind me of Tom Barrasso in his heyday here. You know, the way they kind of get a question, and they ask you 3 questions back about what you mean with the question. That was a pretty simple question. And if Russell indeed said it, like Alan said he did, and I trust he did, you know, why is he storming off? I mean, you know, there's an answer for everything. I don't understand that at all. But, I mean, I don't understand why guys have to be ultra inquisitive about the question that they're getting. It's a straightforward question, I thought.
Why does there never seems to be any...
The unspoken part is that Tom Barrasso was the biggest jack wagon on those cup teams.
But, Bob, there never seems to be...
But I'll tell you something. He was. If you got to know him, he's a pretty good guy, good family guy. He certainly went through a lot. But the other thing about him, he was very, very smart. He just was too smart for
his own good. Well, he also won. He was also a guy who won big.
And now he's
in
the Hall of Fame.
I mean, he was a Vezina winner, a cup winner. He did a lot of good things.
Bob, there never seems to be any accountability with Pickens. He never just wants to get up there and say, yeah, I screwed up. okay, I didn't do the right thing. I'll get better at it. Let's move on and get better. He never wants to do that. And it's
his head coach doesn't want to say that to about him either.
True. It's very annoying.
Well, did anyone ask him about going over during the interview with both Kelce and Mahomes?
No, that I would have been interesting to see.
I did too. I didn't think it was. If you watched last night, the game for Ohio State, there was an Oregon player who waited at the end.
Tez Johnson.
To talk to Howard. Yeah, he waited, and he respectfully knew there was an interview going on, and he just waited. I don't understand the need to do what George did there, but that's just me.
Bob, are you picking the Steelers to beat the Bengals on Saturday?
I'm going to give you a tease and say tune in to our BetMGM Steelers kickoff on Saturday morning at 11:30.
Thank you, Bob.
I will say this. It's going to be high scoring. If anything, I bet over. I've already done
total's
that.
48.
I expect points. That may be one team's total.
Wow.
I know it's going to be cold and everything, but I still think it's more difficult to play defense in a track meet if that's what happens. The Steelers don't want that to happen, but I can't believe that they're going to have to just totally shut down Joe Burrow and company. There's too many talented people. They're going to have to score points.
The cloudy crystal ball of one Bob Pompeiani. Thank you, Bob.
See you guys.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.